Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast, where we're all about editorial cartoons. And today we have Bill Day, Adam Zyglis, and Dave Wehman, who have the distinction of having drawn more Trump as an animal cartoons than any other nationally syndicated editorial cartoonist. I think you deserve an award for that, gentlemen. But all you get is this podcast, and my sincere thanks for your excellent zoological presidency. And we're going to start off with Dave.
Nice.
Dave, here you've got Trump, lame duck a l'orange. I think this is funny as hell.
Oh, thanks. I can't remember what the situation was for this. Must have been the later part of his first term, but it just came to me that duck a l'orange is a natural for Trump. And it's one of those ones, once you get the idea, you can't wait to draw it. So the
there were a bunch of lame duck Trumps.
Oh, there were? Okay.
Talk about this presidency being his whole lame duck presidency.
Yeah.
But none a l'orange, and most of them are all very much the same, and lots of Donald Duck. And I mean, the duck a l'orange is, it's sweet.
He's turned a little bit darker orange than he is
yeah.
here.
Yeah, a little bronze.
He's getting darker orange.
Yeah, the trick, too, was with a bill, I found it tricky to make it look like him as well. So I think, and get the expression right, but I think it worked out okay. But I found that a little tricky to take an animal and or morph a politician into an animal sometimes. It starts to not look like them. So
it's what we live for, Dave.
Yeah. Sometimes you're throwing paper around the room, though, because it's not working out. So.
Well, here's the stable genius. That's very funny.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm sure this has been done too before, but I couldn't resist. I tried to make his face into a long horse's nose, but it wasn't working out. So I decided just to put the face on the horse neck. So
the mouth, yeah. The mouth makes his horse.
Yeah, that's true.
Very good horse mouth.
Thanks.
Now, I thought this was just a beautiful cartoon. Trump bull in a china shop.
Yeah, this was really fun to draw. Like you know, you live for cartoons like this. I didn't want it to end once I was finished. So it just all fell into place. So.
It's great perspective.
Oh, thank you.
Well, congratulations on that one. I thought this was also a wonderful cartoon, and you made it just so much nicer with the shadow behind it, which you could have gotten away without, but it makes it so much nicer.
Well, thank you. I kind of wanted to have a feeling of doom with this one, and I just had the vignette before, and it was fine, but it wasn't quite making it. So as soon as I popped in the shadow, which is nice about when you're doing it digitally, you can try different things, and you don't end up ruining the artwork. So
Dave, I should say that you come to us from Calgary, Canada. You are incredibly prolific. You draw two comics, Reality Check and Day by Dave. And you're also a prolific illustrator. You do puzzles, greeting cards, and lots of top-selling children's books. And we have syndicated you for the past 7 years.
Has it been 7 years? Man. It went by fast.
It does.
Guess I'm having fun. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I like keeping busy. So
you certainly do that. This is a hilarious cartoon.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this was again quite fun. I guess the bigger and the crazier the caricature, the more fun it is. So
and putting lipstick on the pig is what they do just every day on Fox, especially this Greg Gutfeld, who's supposed to be their comedian, but there's nothing funny about Fox.
Yeah. I can't remember what he had said there. This was, I don't know how many years ago.
Well, it doesn't matter what he said. Yeah. It's just what he does every day.
Yeah, no, it's even Fox is sometimes challenging Trump now, which is surprising. So,
well, I think that's wonderful. And I like what you've done with Trump's complexion. I think cartoonists don't do a whole lot with complexions, and we really should. You know, that's a great area for expression.
Well, you have, you know, no color around the eyes, which I've noticed some things that in this one in particular that I also tend to do, like the real rosy cheeks. I don't actually use a lot of orange, and then the lack of color, I do like a more of a violet pinkish hue on the eyes, because he forgets to put the makeup, you know, he can't put it right up his eyes.
I always think that looks so strange. It's like a beacon coming from his eyes, you know, that's like the light gray, white eyes. Yeah. So,
well, you know, very often he leaves his ears out. The ears are pink and they've got a little bit around them.
Right.
And you can see the edges down the neck. And then I notice on some days, it's like he had somebody do his makeup, and all of those places that I'm used to seeing missed are
covered.
They've gotten them. I've also seen him miss the top of his forehead right under his hair. it's pink along there. I think thinking that his hair will cover that up. But then when he has the makeup person do it, there's nothing missed. And he also gets the white around the eyes, the makeup person.
There's that famous photo where it's windy and his hair is blowing back. And it's just hilarious. That makes me laugh every time I see it. So,
Dave, do you color in Photoshop with different layers, or how do you color?
I used to do straight ahead traditional watercolor, but then I found a program that kind of mimics it called Painter. So I find it's a lot faster, and you can play around with it a lot more. So, but I still prefer the watercolor. How about you, Adam? I think you do use traditional, right? Watercolor.
I would love to do watercolor, and I have at one point, but not on a daily basis. I actually used to use Painter, and then in the last 2 years or so, I've been using Procreate.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard good things about that too. So, yeah.
My big advantage, or what I like about it the most, is that I'm drawing right on the image on the iPad. You know, I had a big tablet for Painter, and Painter is great. You can create all kinds of textures and, you know, painting surfaces, but having that disconnect of drawing on the tablet and looking at the screen, I just love to be able to draw. I think Steve Sack turned me on to Procreate, and it's I've loved it ever since.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to try that one. So for sure, you can't tell the difference though. I would have assumed you did straight watercolor. So that's great.
That's great to hear.
Yeah.
We will look at Adam's cartoons in just a second. So, Dave, here he is as a skunk.
Happy luck to you.
Yeah. this was back when he was first saying, we're going to make Canada the 51st state. And he wouldn't kind of take no for an answer. So I thought this kind of summed it up perfectly. And I was sort of going back and looking at all the old Pepe Le Pew cartoons just to, get the quotes right and that. And I thought, it's amazing that actually was allowed to run. Back then things have changed quite a bit, what they could do in cartoons back then.
Those are wonderful cartoons.
It's like sexual harassment, kids.
Right. Yeah.
So Adam, we're up to you now. And this is not watercolor, huh? This is Procreate?
Procreate, yeah. It's just more of a, I think, because I love the more muted color palette, but in Procreate, you can customize some of the textures, the paper textures and the brushes. So I've played around with it over the first year I tried it, and I've gotten pretty happy with it. And I'll be very kind of liberal with it and quick, and just throw it in big blotches, and then I'll kind of come back and erase. I'll go, I kind of do it in reverse. But yeah, my Trump complexion, I usually have two or three layers with, four or five colors with his skin. It's fun to layer, and then I try to give a little white space by his hairline there. If you see where you miss some makeup every once in a while. But yeah, I think the key is I tend to overdo. So my constant goal is to stop and leave some white space. Like you can see the scales, I just start going and I like to draw detail. So I got to force myself. That's why backgrounds are no good for me. I'd rather just keep it to a vignette or knock out and then use some watercolor.
It's a great looking cartoon.
That works.
Thanks.
And here he is as the sow.
Oh, yeah. More of a pink hue for the complexion. This one was taken down a couple times on Facebook.
Oh, really?
It was drawn after the insurrection, and my guess is that's they were really pushing back on some of these phrases and imagery. So then it could be the noose or the phrase "stop the steal." I'm not sure. Could have been AI grabbing this stuff, but I have a healthy following of haters and people that just report me too. So
I think that's what happened. I think they get a report. They just
I challenged it, and it did get restored, but then it went down again.
I've got four Facebook pages, and I have things taken down occasionally, but it's always on only one page because I think the people only looked at one page and one guy complained.
It's good to have backups, though.
Here you've got the doggy Trump chewing up the Constitution. That's very nice.
Yeah, he's got jowls, works with a pig and works with a bulldog. So it was a natural fit. Yeah, and I've had French bulldogs as pets, so I'm always fond of the bulldog.
Yeah, that's a fantastic drawing. Love that one.
Wonderful drawing. So, Adam, you draw for the Buffalo News in New York. You've won the Pulitzer Prize and a ton of other prizes, and we have syndicated you for the past 18 years.
That's just depressing thinking about that. How much time just doesn't mean anything right now. No, but it's been an honor, and it's been awesome. It's been a great ride.
18 years is a hell of a long time.
It is. I don't feel that. It doesn't feel like 18 years to me. I was going to say 8. You added a decade.
Well, your drawings still look young.
Thank you.
The Gremlins.
But I'm a child of the 80s. So anytime I can reference a movie or, film or a song that no one knows but 80s kids, I'm all for it. But, now that I'm a dad, I've made sure my my 8 and my 11-year-old saw Gremlins 1 and 2, loved them. So It's just, it's too hard to
say. It's important to give your kids the good cultural upbringing.
You know it.
And here's a very nice King Kong Trump.
So this is an old Trump. I mean, this is one of my early Trumps. You could just tell, I think. And this was on his 2016 campaign. So it was one of probably the first five times I've drawn him. So, the orange orangutan look was, I wanted a King Kong, but I thought, maybe not a gorilla, maybe an orangutan. So it kind of tried to blend the two. There's a lot of little details in this one, but it's always fun to figure out how much, like David said, how much of the animal you put in, how much of his caricature. Mm-hmm. And then it's a process, and you kind of erase and try again. You throw some stuff at the wall, see what sticks.
Orangutan seems natural because it's orange.
Right.
But I can't recall other artists drawing him as an orangutan. They draw him as a gorilla or a chimp.
I think Bill Maher got sued for depicting, wasn't it, was either his dad and mom were orangutans or something?
Oh, no way.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Who sued him? An orangutan?
Trump, yeah. The orangutan sued him for being portrayed as Trump.
Right. That would be more fitting.
Yeah.
So, Bill, we're up to you. Here you've got the Trump virus, and the Trump virus is bigotry and a mosquito.
Okay, yeah. He spreads the disease quite quickly and freely. So I just
this is a very nice one. It's the octopus, and he's holding eight cats. So what was going on here when
well, that was grabbing by the pussy, that sort of thing.
Oh
yeah.
I always try to get cartoonists not to put dates on their cartoons, but sometimes if it has a date, I would understand it better.
Right. Got a good hair geometry game with your Trump. Very got all the different. You can build it in three dimensions, I feel.
Oh, like. Yeah.
I hear you have growling doggy Trump passing the baton.
Yeah, it's pretty much the bulldog look again here.
It's very accurate.
Well, Bill, you come to us from Florida. You've worked for many years as a cartoonist for the Memphis Commercial Appeal and the Detroit Free Press, and we have syndicated you for the past 14 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you, Daryl. I'm glad somebody still wants me.
All right. Here you have a lovely snake, Florida's invasive species.
Yeah, he swallowed the whole thing.
You can certainly check out what he had for dinner.
Right. Well, in Florida, we have a real problem with pythons. So it went well with Florida stuff. They have a hunt down in the Everglades for pythons all the time.
This is a lovely one.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Got to go for the gold.
Yeah, the gold's good. The cash symbols and the S's.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I would have avoided that one just for having to draw all that type in perfect
stars.
Yeah. And the stars, too. Stars. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, it was fun to draw.
Oh, you did a good job.
Here, I guess he was going to have a debate with DeSantis. And the fish is funny. This is anglerfish.
Yeah, that's who he is, the angler.
That's a great idea, too. That was during the debates, I'm assuming, but a nice pun, too.
So. Very good. Did all of you guys see that it was an anglerfish?
I only know that because I've drawn Trump as an anglerfish. So I'm not a, I don't know that much.
He definitely draws people in with his lies.
You guys really are the animal experts. So here's what I did with Trump and Putin, and he does seem to be Putin's doggy. And this was when he was facing off with Mexico, one of the times that he was facing off with Mexico. I love the Mexican eagle. The Mexican eagle just has so much fun stuff going on around it.
Totally.
Yeah,
and nice. All you need is the hair there,
Nice drawing, too, with the way they're – just the whole vignettes, a nice feel to it. So.
Composition's great. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And I did this on the first term debate with Biden when Biden was doing a little bit better. And it's just fun to draw him as a big dinosaur.
I like the no nose. Yeah.
Yeah.
The decision to leave the nose out.
Dinosaurs don't really have noses.
No. I mean, you could, again, when you're combining him, you could add a nose, but that would be his, not the dinosaur's.
Mm-hmm.
But no nose is all the rage. That Big City Green, my kids love that show. It's Simpsons without noses. I don't know if you've
seen it. Oh, yeah? I haven't seen that one.
It's like a Simpsons.
This is my favorite, Daryl. I love it. He's peeing all over the place.
This was an old cartoon, and I had to update it because I didn't have any puddles on Canada or Greenland.
Yeah, he's got it all covered now, I think. So.
He does.
Bring him back, Daryl. You got to keep adding puddles over time.
So here's a dinosaur Trump where he does have a nose. I think a dinosaur can sport a nose pretty well. I like how he's been accidentally hitting his tail.
Yeah. That's great detail. I love all of his work.
Yeah. Really nice drawing.
This is Angel Boligan from Mexico City. Yeah, and another one from Angel. Here he is as King Kong, and he doesn't even need to be an ape.
Yeah, no, I think it's better that way with the suit and everything. So.
And this one comes from Cam Cardo, also up in Canada.
Great hair, like the detail and all the fur.
Yeah, doesn't it just make you want to shave it?
Yeah, that's a lot of detail.
Or here's this one's from Christo Komorniski in Bulgaria, and that's very nice. The bombs and the dove and his expression.
Oh, the children quality.
Yeah.
I like the way he draws Putin, because Putin has changed from looking like a Bond villain to looking like this inflated little plump round-headed thing.
Big cheeks.
We have to change with that. And I think a lot of cartoonists struggle with their Putins.
Be tricky.
Here's another Trump eating an elephant. And he is an elephant eating an elephant.
I just hear the slurp sound.
I guess eating the elephant is the gag. It doesn't really matter what kind of animal he is.
I like the tail with the hair in the back. Yeah.
You know, it just goes underneath that blanket. And here he is as the dog with the cone. I can't think of what was happening here. He must have been restrained about saying
probably his first term. Yeah. I'm guessing his first term.
Yeah. He's gotten rid of the restraint now.
Yeah.
And here he is with Putin.
Oh, that's great.
If Putin didn't have the blood on his hand, I think this would have gotten reprinted.
I like the blood. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
We all love blood. You know, cartoonists love blood, but it just kills our cartoons.
Editors don't like blood, that's for sure.
Does your editor talk to you about not liking blood?
My previous editor, yes, had specifically not liked blood, yeah. Or anything that was too gory, icky, like, you know, in terms of war. So I would get away with as much as I could. I, it's not like I wanted to throw tons of gore in cartoons, but if it's about, you know, a brutal war scene, if that's just called for, or if you're using for symbolism, then yeah.
Editors also don't like peeing. Bill, I remember when you left your last job and you talked about how you could never draw any pee in anything. And then for like a few months, you were drawing peeing on everything. you were freed from your peeing prison.
It was unleashed.
Yeah. How was it in Canada? Are the tastes different in terms of the readers or the editors with that kind of thing, with like potty humor or with blood or worse?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Like the editorial cartoons, there's not a ton of papers that run editorial cartoons as much anymore. But I think we're probably less offended by that. I would go.
Yeah, or like, so. Lined with like a British
kind like of. The British, yeah, sort of. Yeah. But I think you were saying, Daryl, too, that almost any bodily fluids aren't good at cartoons like snot or even drool, I think you were saying. Like they don't like
just love bodily fluids. We love all of them.
Right. When you asked about my editor, there was a cartoon with Uncle Sam that had the alien coming out of his chest or stomach. And how do you draw that without drawing some kind of fluids? You know, you just can't get around it.
Did they complain about that?
No, I just knew I had to be a little minimal about it. And it was fine. I think every once in a great while, it was my previous editor. She would just remind me that, you know, she didn't kill a cartoon ever because of it, but she just didn't want to see a ton of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is another lovely one from Christo. Trump is a walrus. And I love the complexion on him, on his butt. I think cartoonists should just take more liberty with complexions.
You're going to get a lot of complexion cartoons this week, Daryl.
Are we thinking about those colors? Yeah, there's in his front, but not everywhere else.
I'll bet the editors don't like complexions as well, but we've never gotten a specific complaint about a complexion.
I think if you're doing it, a politician as an animal, then there's more reason to have the complexion. But if it's just them doing a day-to-day thing, I think people would wonder, why does he have all these aging marks on his face or whatever? You know, so that could be part of it.
Pustules. I like pustules.
Yeah, pustules. That's the word I was looking for.
Another good bodily fluid that we don't take enough advantage of. And here's a lovely Pat Bagley Trump pig.
Right.
Yeah.
The hair, the ears as the hair.
That is really good. Yeah.
Here he is as Jabba the Hutt. I think Jabba the Hutt is an animal.
Imaginary, yeah. A creature. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It qualifies.
Good looking Jabba the Hutt Trump.
When I first started out cartooning for you, Daryl, I did a Jabba the Hutt with Trump, and I thought, that's just going too far. I better not send that in. And now you see it.
There it
tons,
is.
Yeah, tons of people have done it. So, yeah.
You know, people love the Star Wars metaphors. I noticed those getting used more than others. They love it. They love any kind of movie metaphor, but Star Wars, their heart is there. Here's a Trump chicken crossing the road from John Darko. That's a lovely Trump chicken crossing the road. It's It's mm-hmm. got style. It's funky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John Darko's really good with the layouts, like the just how he positioned the chicken there and everything. It's like right. you can tell he really understands composition.
So. Well, like the camera's right on the road, you know. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Is that Missouri? Is the chicken the shape of Missouri?
Oh, maybe. I was wondering what the shape was. Yeah,
yeah, it looked intentional. I mean, that okay. makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is a nice big Darko orange Trump Godzilla. I think he's looking great.
Mm-hmm. Vicious set of teeth there. Wow.
And I think he uses mostly pencil crayons, right, to do his rendering. So that you're going.
Yeah, he's drawing in colored pencils on textured paper. There's no computer wow. for him.
On my hand, yeah, that's
cool. You're going to be using the sharpener a lot for that one because he's how many pencils did he go through there? So.
Well, you know, I think there's something charming about just doing it in colored pencil.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And nobody else is doing it.
No,
it's true.
Another lovely colored pencil Trump dinosaur. T-Rex this time, I guess. Is that? Maybe it's a Velociraptor. Cold-blooded crime family. Well, that's great. The orange made that one wonderful. So here he is as an elephant on the lawn of democracy. The lady in the house says, why do we get the same white elephant gift every year?
That's funny. It's an interesting color choice, how we kind mm-hmm. of the elephant, I mean, white elephant, but just the pink sky like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are choices that I wouldn't have made, and I like it because of that, you know?
Yeah. You know those pencils that have every color in them? And you kind of have to twist it to get a different color. That's what he did in the sky here. He's got the every color pencil.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Huh.
It's funky.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean, Adam. I probably would have filled the background right. with dark color or something to pop the
right
elephant off. But I agree with you. I like what he did there. So.
The leopards eating people's faces party would never eat my face, would they? That's funny.
Blood.
Yeah. The blood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So here is Dario Castillejos from Oaxaca, Mexico, who's been with us for about 14 years. And this is lovely.
Yeah, I love it.
You don't have to just have a head where somebody's head is. You could have three quarters of them.
I notice most of his cartoons rarely have any wording on it. Just the image tells the story. So, and really kind of bold graphic images, too. So. Very nicely done. Yeah.
And this one comes from Hayo de Reiger in the Netherlands. I think he's just got a very, very disrespectful Trump. And the disrespectfulness makes me laugh.
Yeah, just the bagginess around his face. Trump would hate it. Yeah, that's the measure. You know, you can tell he would hate it by looking at it. It's a nice juicy worm, too. Yeah, Dumbo. And you got a lot of references in there. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about to gobble up his little MAGA supporter.
Yeah.
That's great.
Feeding him worms.
Yeah.
A steady diet.
It's a great cartoon.
Yeah. And here's another from Ohio. He's got a big orange sea creature Trump. He needs a bigger boat. What kind of creature is this? He's got barnacles on him. An orange whale?
Giant sea slug? I don't know.
I see some kind of sea monster or something, but yeah. Whatever it is, I like it.
Right.
Yeah, we don't need to know what it is.
On the surface. Maybe there's some tentacles. Maybe it's not a giant squid. It's hard to
say. I love the gray barnacles and eyes.
Yeah, his eyes aren't naturally, we're talking about them being white, but they're almost kind of a gray, like you can kind of see what his actual skin color is.
Like a whack of pigment. It's
yeah.
This one comes to us from Cap in Barcelona, and it's all about the poop.
That's nice too.
I think that's another one you can't do, right? The poop.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think an editor might look at this and just see the chicken.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you guys do poop cartoons? I mean, can you get away with poop cartoons?
They don't like
poop. Well, Daryl, are Europeans allowed a little more leeway at something like this than Americans?
Oh, a lot more leeway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm jealous of the Europeans. We think about the French and the British doing crazy stuff, but they all do. The ones in Holland, we've got more cartoonists from Holland than any other country except United States. And they draw all kinds of stuff we can't get away with.
I had a friend from Holland who always encouraged me to draw birds, the finger, all the time. Oh. He said it goes well in Holland.
Oh, flipping the bird.
Yeah.
You like that in Holland.
My editors would not. Like that. I got one cartoon that's like that. It was an oil rig offshore, and it was like a middle finger, but it was subtle enough where it wasn't that bad, I guess. It wasn't somebody's bad. It was the hand of big oil.
Oh, okay. Back to the poop thing too. I think I've gotten away with drawing the poop emoji, but if it's anything else other than that, then it's usually a no-no.
I actually have Trump as poop with the golden, that was the most I got away with, the Wall Street Golden Bull. And
oh, yeah.
Trump was like curly hair. It was almost
That's perfect.
Yeah. Just his face. It was almost emoji like, where it was you know, that kind of soft serve kind of, you know,
the swirl on top.
Here's a classic Steve Sack. A wonderful Trump bird, wonderful Trump lie, wonderful baby birds.
Yeah, I love Steve Sack stuff. It's
Fantastic.
Wonderful Liz Cheney.
Great expressions.
Oh, that's great. Here's another nice looking Trump presidential seal. Throw him out.
Brass knuckles.
A little bit of blood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get away with that. And here he is as a big fat kitty eating the Hillary email scandal catnip. This is an oldie, but it's just so nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Great vibrant colors.
Yeah. And the catnip he's bitten through the bags. I mean, that's all wonderful. It was a drug to him. And this is lovely. He's just a little hint of pig.
This is excellent. Like just the way he modeled his skin, like under his ear, like that. Mm-hmm. So good.
I like the choice of cutting the face off as well. So the, you know, makes it stronger.
Totally. I should say I have 135 Trump as an animal cartoons here, which is a lot, you know. A good chunk of them are your cartoons because you did so many. But there are a lot of Trump as an animal cartoons. This is the 135 best. I mean, if I'd included not quite the best, we'd have had a huge number. This is a nice looking cartoon from Taylor Jones. And Taylor Jones is a naturalist, and he loves drawing birds. And this is just great.
Yeah, you can tell he has a knowledge of the type of birds and everything, which most people just sort of cartoonize them, but he went all out in that one.
There is a lot of Trump eating elephants. I like it when Taylor gives just a sketch and doesn't go through to make it as tight as he usually does.
Oh, it's very nice.
Wonderful about sketches.
I think sometimes sketches are stronger than the finished art, you know, like something you draw in your sketchbook and you look at it and you can't quite capture it when it's you tighten it up. So.
It's a looser, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful Trump pig.
Very nice.
And another gorgeous Trump pig. This was when he just won Iowa.
Great pig. Trump eyes, yeah.
And the mud is fun. Here's one I did years ago, back when Trump was doing Twitter.
Oh, yeah. I missed that Twitter bird.
You know, the Twitter bird was wonderful.
So much better to draw than this X. Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I've had a little bit of fun with the X, but...
Yeah.
I like the combination of the flat, you know, two-dimensional, and the modeled fun characters and gross puke in this. It's nice.
Editors don't like puke.
Makes it interesting. I mean, I don't know. I always like it. With that, remember Ren and Stimpy? And, you know, when they would
say
those disgusting bits, like that was like, you know, that was my creativity, my childhood, like, you know, it's inspiring me. I knew I was going to draw gross details when I grew up.
It's funny because the stuff you see on TV, it's allowable, but it seems like newspapers were back in time where things aren't allowed as much. Like you can't get away with it as much in the newspapers.
About
culture everywhere, you know.
About 30 years ago, I did a comic strip in Britain, and it ran in their national TV guide called TV Times. And I would do things once in a while, like I would have somebody throw up in a cartoon. And boy, did I hear back in no certain uncertain terms that was very disgusting, and we just could not have that. And I would make all kinds of other cultural mistakes. I had a depressed wife sitting eating out of a can of ice cream. We don't have cans of ice cream. It was hard. I can see why our foreign cartoonists have a little bit of trouble crossing the border over to us.
Well, Daryl, I think sometimes you just have to draw a cartoon whether you know it's going to run or not, just because you have to do it.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
So, Adam, we've got a few more from you here. You've got Shark Trump.
Man, that's beautiful.
It is nice.
Yeah.
All the, you know, just the little details of the decomposed birther leftovers. It's always the most fun to draw little details like that.
I like how your colors are so light. And I'm sure this heavies up when it's printed and it just looks very nice.
Thank you.
Because if you'd done it heavier, it would be a little harder to know what it would look like. But this is going to print very nicely.
This is 2020. And there's a few in here, I think, coming up even when I just started adding color. And it was all heavy. And I wasn't printing in color. And that's part of why it was heavy. It was just for online. And I wasn't using a Mac, too. So like the screen differences. And over the years, especially since printing in color, I've gotten lighter and lighter and lighter and wanted the lines to just carry it through. But there was about 8 months of my work that I kind of cringe at when I first started adding color. Because it was, at the time, I was just playing with it and experimenting. And it was too heavy. I think there's one or two of them in here. But
yeah, I know with watercolor, I find when you work digitally, it's backlit. So you have to account for that because once it's printed, sometimes it looks saturated and too dark. So I have to always remind myself of that.
Well, here you have Trump as a wasp. spreading the COVID in the Rose Garden. That's really very nice.
Mm-hmm. I like drawing little Trump heads, you know, like where you, it forces you to simplify your Trump, your caricature, into mm-hmm. just a couple of key features. But I said, and I always, and I, one thing I do, I think different than others is like, he's got sometimes these heavy, rosy cheekbones. And I tend to go heavy on those. But there's times where I'm just like, he must, I don't know, put some extra blush on there. It just catches the shadow, right?
Yeah. Wonder how long he spends getting ready in the morning. You know, he's got to get the hair and then the spray tan. And
I think it's very obvious when he has somebody else doing his makeup.
Yeah,
it's very interesting. There's a Twitter bird. Could have popped brighter blue in the Twitter bird here, but you know, I like muted colors. It's kind of fond of it.
I think they're very nice.
Yeah, that looks good. It disappears.
I do miss that Twitter bird. You know, that was a very strong trademark character. And I think the company lost a lot of value when he made it X.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We've all done Energizer Bunnies. Mm-hmm. But you know, people love it every time you do.
It's one of those cultural references that it just touches so many people in terms of you instantly remember all those commercials and just, it's just fun. You know, anytime you can kind of cross into a different world with your work, it's mm-hmm. It adds a fun element to it. I like these white, the cartoons with the white space too. I'm looking at my work like, I got to leave more white.
Here's the Gadsden flag Trump snake.
Oh yeah.
They never did end up fleeing from him.
They did not.
Maybe this was just an optimistic cartoon. We kind of hoped they would.
I feel like every couple of years, it feels like, you know, throughout each of his terms, you just, there's like moments where you're like, this is it. And you hear reports of cracks in the GOP, like they won't describe their name to it, but you think when is it going to be the straw that'll break the camel's back? But
well, that seems like what CNN and MSNBC are on talking about all the time. Is this one going to get the Republicans finally to do something? Are they going to stand up for this? And they don't.
I think if January 6th, if he made it through that, who knows what it would take now. So, you know, right. They seem to be fully in his pocket.
Tortoise in the hair.
Oh, yeah.
Funny, I like that the head comprises most of his body.
He's like he's a head with limbs. Yeah. He's just kind of like a ball there, ball of flesh.
I think it's funny that Trump is nothing but a head and Wheels of Justice has no head.
Right.
So, Adam, tell us about Donald Ducks.
Yeah, this was
stuck in the debate.
Stuck in the debates, and then I, you know, Chris Christie stole this from me. This was out there for days, and then Chris Christie thought it would be great to call him Donald Ducks. So I take credit. And I think I'm sure several cartoonists were thinking the same thing and had something similar. But it's almost like this one, you know, how could you not have him as a duck? I mean, with his name like that. This was, so I'm struggling with color on and off, and sometimes it's too heavy because this is when we started printing in color, the Buffalo News. We never did for years. I was just for online. And this is when I started pulling back on the heaviness.
Yeah. So here you have Trump eating his own GOP tail as other candidates throw their hats into the ring, speaker hats into the ring.
See, I kind of picture this, like if it's animated, it would just get smaller and smaller ring.
Yeah, true.
So here is Rubber Ducky Trump, going to be a bloodbath. He's in a MAGA hat full of blood. How did this one go over?
Well, this was when my editor started talking to me about lightening up on the blood, actually. Mm. But I'm like, it's in the concept. And they're like, okay, but just keep it in mind that I don't like a lot of blood. And I mean, this was defendable because it was specifically talking about him talking about a bloodbath. Mm-hmm. So, but I did get a tap on the shoulder about it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it could have been way bloodier. You could have put it splatters all over the place. My thing is, it could always be worse.
It looks like it could have come from a foreign cartoonist. You know, they love pools of blood.
I just like,
and this is a lovely man eating plant Trump. It's not an animal, but maybe it is.
Yeah, it's, you know, like again with the 80s, I love the Little Shop of Horrors and it's kind of loosely.
Audrey too.
Yeah. And a lot of little fun details in there. It's always fun when you can hide, you know, fun little, you know, secondary messaging. And I always worry that they look too muddy when they print. I love the muted earth tones and I'll put in like purples and other colors in the shadows and whatnot. But at times it gets a little dark in print, but I like how it comes out. You know, most of my work is probably viewed on social media and online anyway.
Yeah. That has a real children's book quality to it as well with the, obviously the Little Shop of Horrors, but just the whole feel of it, like the especially in his face, you know, it's got
another problem we have is that editors don't want to print KKK hats.
Yeah.
I would imagine you've got some comments on it. I'm sorry?
My editors are fine with KKK hats, but I do get comments.
Here's from Aaron Van Dam in the Netherlands.
It's a fun style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put Trump on an animal. And it looks like he used a photo of Trump's actual hair. And
that's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Like, like a photo of him, of his face, and kind of rotoscoped.
Yeah. Oh, that could be one. Yeah.
Around it. Yeah. His mugshot, which is, you know, it's funny. After the mugshot, you could see it being incorporated more into his caricature, which before was the open mouth Trump. Mm-hmm.
The round fish lips.
Right.
Yeah.
We're not seeing that as much anymore. That's the Trump Trojan horse. That's fun. Putin directing the troops.
That's a good one.
Trump is starting to get a little less Putin supportive. I think that's encouraging.
Yeah, especially what's going on now. Putin's not showing up to in Turkey for the peace talks. He's starting to get a little upset with him.
This one's from Bart Van Leeuwen. You know, Bart uses a lot of AI in his cartoons. He says he does the faces himself, but he does the rest of his cartoons in AI. And I wonder if that, now that the cartoonists are getting more alarmed about AI, I wonder if that's going to be an issue for people. But his stuff looked just like this before AI came along.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess in that case, it doesn't seem as bad. But it's ethically, it's a conundrum. I have mixed feelings about it.
So here's Pat Burns. And Chicken Trump says, "No, I can't do a virtual debate. People need to see the real me." That's a nice chicken.
It's a fun
It is.
Chicken, yeah.
And here's here he's leading the GOP. That's fun.
Pat's was more of a New Yorker cartoonist, so I think he's done a nice job transitioning to the editorial. He still has the nice feel of his previous cartoons with the New Yorker, but he just adds the caricatures in, and it doesn't look like it's forced or anything. So.
The editors love the New Yorker-y cartoons. Mm-hmm. I think the big difference between a New Yorker cartoon and an editorial cartoon is that the New Yorker cartoons are not funny.
They're mild, too, you know? They can be. It depends. Sometimes they're surprisingly not mild.
Yeah.
That's a great
joke. Can we get you to say something, Bill?
Yeah. This one right here. I just love the Grinch's face here. That's just so beautifully done.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I debated whether to make him green or orange, but I think people still figured out to use the Grinch.
I didn't know if I should call the Grinch an animal.
Yeah, I think he is.
Very good. It works.
We're all animals anyway, you know, right?
True.
Oh, this is a lovely Trump cat.
Oh, thanks. I actually had more fun with the Bill Burr bulldog thing because he's got the jowls, you know. And...
Oh, yeah. Great. That's a great bar.
Thanks. Yeah,
he's just taking a nap. It doesn't matter what goes on around him.
Yeah. I think this is back when a bar just let Trump do whatever he wanted to do. But, hey, that's time on steroids now pretty much, you know. So.
Well, he did that all the way through and he got a conscience when it was too late.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm not going to give him credit for seeing the light on Trump.
No.
And here's a lovely Trump worm and McConnell turtle.
Yeah, this is like he always refers to that line about, "You knew I was a snake when you took me in." And I don't think he really knows what the story means, but I find it ironic that he keeps quoting that line.
100%.
Your color on him is very nice.
Oh, thanks.
And here you have Trump as Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, of course, we all read that in his voice, don't we?
You going to read it for us in Foghorn Leghorn voice?
I think you do a better job, Daryl.
I say, boy, there's no need for me to go to the debate. Why, that's just a waste of time.
Pretty good. See?
Nice.
You didn't let us down.
And a good-looking cowardly lion.
Thank you. I hate drawing braids and hair like that, so I don't know what I was thinking when I came up with that idea.
Those are very good braids and hair.
Yeah. The curls are nice.
Oh, thank you. They are. It wasn't fun, though. For some reason, like, there's certain things I love drawing, and that's not one of them.
I think you did a real good job with his hair.
Oh, thank you.
I kind of understand why you wouldn't enjoy that. You've got all the line work in there, and you've got the highlights perfectly.
Thank you. I considered doing one and then just repeating it, you know, so I didn't have to draw the whole thing. But, hey, I wasn't lazy on this one. So.
You got it right.
Looking good.
Thank you.
Trump as an albatross.
Yeah. So this one was, again, where you can see I've pretty much repeated the one below and try to make it work with his face. And I think it worked out okay. And then the others, you can see the squad. We have some of them. It's hard to see at that size, but I forget who I ended up putting in there. This is when I switched people. At first, I didn't print this right away. And then as time went on, the people changed. So I had to keep going back in and adding different caricatures in there.
The squad changed?
Yeah, like different people who are causing problems. So, yeah. So I have Tlaib and AOC, and I think I wasn't specific on this one as to who was actually in there.
Now, Frankenstein is not an animal.
This is true. He would be now. Monster. If you're calling creatures animals, he could be, I don't know.
Well, I love the moon behind Biden. That's great.
Thanks.
It's a nice Biden.
And Bill, we've got some more from you. Here's debate Blowfish Trump.
Yeah, there's a playoff in the debate. Here we go.
Lipstick on a pig. He has a pig nose.
Yep, there's the pig.
Putin riding elephant orange Trump.
Yep. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun drawing this orange elephant with Putin on his back.
I remember when that fly was on Mike Pence's head, and that was just a wonderful thing. Right.
That was a gift to cartoonists everywhere. That one.
It was. Yeah.
We've all got a Pence fly cartoon somewhere.
Right.
It's great.
Here's your lame duck, good-looking lame duck, and your Donald Duck, and you do have your apologies to Disney.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Very good.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And your elephant turning into Trump, magamorphosis.
I try to sometimes do a metamorphosis kind of theme where it starts off with one and it just transitions into another image. So that was what I was trying to do, just trying to draw an elephant look like Trump.
So you felt at the beginning they were not
magamorphosis. The key to it was a magamorphosis instead of metamorphosis. Mm-hmm.
So they were not MAGA in the beginning, and it took them some time to change.
Yeah.
This is a good example of what we were talking about, is like how much nose to add or how much trunk to add in the caricature. Right. So you sort of showed all the stages there. It's
And a great caption too, megamorphosis. Mm-hmm.
Edge foghorn leghorn.
Yeah, here he is. Yeah, good. I enjoy drawing Vance here too. So
are you comfortable with the two tones?
I say kid.
All right. Here's another two-toed Trump bird, Voice of America. He's gotten rid of the Voice of America.
Yeah, when he fired the Voice of America, you know, and he's turning it over, making it right wing, I thought, like, time to do something in Voice of America. So that's what he came up with.
When I first saw that, I was thinking you were saying coo, like from January 6th. But then I realized it's for Voice of America. So
a very nice Venus fly trap. Kangaroo Court. He had plenty of problems in court, and then he has none at all. He did the most successful defense. Yep. You would never know that from watching the news. They were talking about how doom was just about on his doorstep, and he's about to get his now, and they couldn't have been more wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He had no trouble dealing with it at all.
Like a year ago now is when all the trials were going on, and they said, well, this is it for him. Somehow he just keeps bouncing on back.
How often do the pundits have to be wrong for us to stop believing in the pundits, for them to fill up the news every day with pundits that get everything wrong?
Well, I fall for it all the time. So
he's rewritten all the rules. I think
for sure.
Trump, the pundits would have been more accurate with any other politician.
This is another example of how he browbeats everybody and trying to get the court to go his way. So I think it works to some degree because I think they're afraid of him.
Here you have it with Vladimir Putin.
Ah, Vlad, yeah.
Right. I remember right here, I was thinking about he was pretending how he had an eye for Harris and Waltz, which of course was intended to backfire on them and help Trump.
Mm-hmm. And here's Rivers drawing him as Moby Dick, great orange whale. We get Moby Dick cartoons every so often, and I think they're always very funny. Here is Shooty Martin Siskovitz in Slovakia drawing a big orange Godzilla Trump holding his Bible. That's a wonderful cartoon.
Bumpy skin is nice.
Mm-hmm. Great looking cartoon. The fire is nice. The fire is
nice, yeah.
Complexion.
Yeah.
This one comes from, this is from Imad Hajjaj. Our cartoonist from Jordan who moved to Virginia. And I guess it's Trump as a mandrill with the nose tie. And he's pooping on the world.
This is
it's funny.
Great cartoon. It's so graphic. Are those his hands forming his little orange mouth? And did you see the monkeys in the zeros of 100 days? They're like little interesting details here.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think it's his hands. Like
I can't tell.
It.
Yeah.
It's hard to
his
say.
Butt is funny.
Yeah.
And here is Biden leading elephant Trump hair. It's cute. Mm-hmm. The velociraptor from Jurassic World has just taken down Liberty.
It's interesting how they made his hair, the eyes or the face of the velociraptor.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
And his face is sort of the neck part.
Well, I think that's his red MAGA hat.
Oh, okay. That's what that is. Yeah. Sorry, I missed that. Yeah.
So can you explain this one to us, Bill?
we see peace coming out the tail end for sure.
All right. That's the short explanation.
I love the use of the feathers as the hair, and then the butt and legs are just perfect.
Like,
you know,
bald bird, for his face. Like with the little dimples from where the feathers were.
It made me laugh.
Yeah, very good.
I like that little white part under the tail feathers where his eyes would be. It's amazing. The purple lips.
Here's yet another one from Imad Hajjaj. Very nice Trump in China cartoon. I love doing the dragons. Yeah, Trump is as Jaws.
Interesting choice to put his mouth.
Yeah, in. I was just thinking that. Yeah,
usually, yeah, I think I may have drawn a Jaws one with his actual mouth, but that works.
So here you've got Bob Englehart with Trump snake. I love the Trump snakes. Is this a fly cartoon? It might be, but yeah. The flies are funny.
That's a funny fly too, with the mouth. Mm-hmm. It's a nice cartoony fly.
Dave Granlund with Octopus Trump trying to woo women voters, and it's all tic-tacs. That's funny.
Yeah, the tic-tac thing is funny.
Trump the fish.
Garland.
Trump the fish again. This was Marian Kaminsky from Austria.
His work is nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice.
It's distinct. I like that you can see it and you know it's his work right away.
Trump and Giuliani turkeys. Peter Cooper, weirder and weirder. Cheshire Cat.
Nice.
Here's Luoji from China. Here's Graham McKay, our new Canadian cartoonist.
Yeah, not
far. I think he's just great.
Yeah, same.
Agree. Yeah, I'm a fan of his work. That's great.
And again, you can tell it's his from looking at it right away. You know, it's his work. So
yeah, he's got a lot of time puts into the lighting, and he gets a good atmosphere to his
for sure.
He has an interesting color palette too. That's kind of unique.
Yep.
These are our new conservative cartoonists, Margolis and Cox.
So does one write and one draw, or how does that work?
Yeah, Margolis writes and Cox draws.
I love their drawing. The drawing is quite nice. I've noticed them.
Here's Rick McKee with Trump as growth on the back of a GOP. And I figure the growth is animal as well. So I put this in.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I think it's a good looking growth.
Oh, yeah. I like the roots.
Right.
That makes it.
Like veiny roots, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is from Stéphane Perre, our cartoonist from Thailand.
Oh, that's good
looking alien Trump. Bruce Plant, Turkey of the Year. More Bruce Plant, King Kong. Good looking orangutan. This is Plop and Conk from France. Husband and wife, and Plop does the drawings and Conk does the writing.
That's lovely. The style. I've seen children's books with that kind of vibe. I like that.
You met Plop and Conk in Saint-Just.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I'm like not connecting the work to the artist. Very nice.
They are very nice. They're a cute couple. This is an oldie from Milt Prigge, another Audrey II. Good looking Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Milt Prigge with a Trump chicken. This one is from Rayma Suprami, the Venezuelan cartoonist who moved to Miami. And from Rivers, a nice King Kong Trump. From Bas van der Schot from the Netherlands, another nice King Kong Trump with the Denmark Little Mermaid that he's got in his hand, which is funny. I don't know that an American audience would look at that, recognize the Denmark flag, and recognize that that's their Little Mermaid statue. But when you do, it makes you laugh. This one comes from Osmani Samanka in Brazil.
That's cool.
That's a nice one.
Nice drawing.
Good lack of respect in this one. This one's from Vladimir Kazanevsky, our Ukrainian cartoonist. He fled Ukraine for Slovakia during the worst of the bombing, which came pretty close to his apartment, and he has recently decided to move back.
Wow.
John Cole with Porcupine Trump.
Nice.
And Woodpecker Trump, and another nice Skunk Trump, and Brain Worm RFK Trump, and... Here is Dale Cummings, another nice Canadian cartoonist with a golden poop Trump.
I like that.
And that's our last cartoon, gentlemen.
Very nice.
That was all 135. That went by fast.
Look at that.
Yeah.
135 is a heck of a lot of cartoons.
Mm-hmm. Let's go through another 100.
I think those are a really inspiring set of drawings there. You know, I want to go draw now.
I think you guys did some very nice animal cartoons, and you should be proud of your animal work. Thank you for being on with me today.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Some great work.
Yeah.
Very inspiring.
Agreed.
Excellent. So subscribe to our free daily cartoon email newsletter at kegel.com/subscribe, and subscribe wherever you're watching this, because it's on all the platforms wherever you watch your podcasts, and get our free daily cartoon newsletter with the most popular cartoons of the day in all of the American newspapers, and you will see all of the cartoons from the cartoonists that you see on our podcasts. Subscribe, 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 kegel.com/subscribe. Thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next week on our next great podcast. And gentlemen, thank you again.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me, Charles.
Nice talking to you guys. Thank you.
All right. See you later. That's the end.
See you, Daryl.